The Elam started to learn Shmir Bevaylim, middle Shmir Bevaylim. This is more like a Hakdama to Shmir Bevaylim. Would like to go through the Taimim, many Taimim the Rishonim give for Shmir Bevaylim, and bring out the problems with each time, and come out probably with some Yisoidis and Nafkaminis, perhaps even La Halacha from these Taimim. But you'll see that the Nafkaminis are Savi, I feel, without the Taimim. All right. What's the reason why there's a Ptur Baal Avimoy? So there, the first time the Chinuch gives in the Mitzvah Samach, the Chinuch says that Poshet, the Baalim are there, let them watch it themselves. Why should the Torah give a responsibility on the Shemit to watch? The Baalim themselves can watch that there. You're going to tell me, Zok the Chinuch, we know the Halach is that if you're B'Shash Sheli, even if you're not the B'Shash Shvur or Mesi, he's still Pato. He says it's a loy plug. The Torah is not going to want to give Lishurim to say that it's Lasset Dvarm Lishurim, to tell you that it's only Pato if you start from the Zman HaShelo all the way through the Zman Shvur or Mesi. So like a loy plug, as we said, everything is the Ikon Nekudis of Yedei B'Zman HaShelo. If you are, you have a Ptur Baal Avimo. If not, not. That's the Chinuch. Now, the shaila on the chinuch is, obviously, is that wasn't the tzad. What the tzad wasn't that you should be there from Shah Shela all the way through Shah Shvur Mesa. Faket, if you want to make a loy plug, make the right one. Just say Shah Shvur Mesa. And you don't have to be there B'Shah Shela. Kilo, like the chinuch, didn't even have that tzad. His old tzad was to stop B'Shah Shela and go all the way to Shah Shvur Mesa. And on that, he says that there's a Torah didn't want to be Lasset Advarm L'Shurin. You have to say Pshat in the Chinuch is that he understood that in order to pata, in order to have a Ptur Shmir Baalim, Pshat is when you named on the Achrayis, when you took on the Kabbalah Shmiro, that's where the Ptur had to kick in. So if the Shah Sheila, you didn't have the Ptur Baal Avimo, even though if you're there with Shah Shrua Mesa, the Chinuch held that was a Dava Pasha, that couldn't be, that Avada would never have been a Ptur Baal Avimo. The Gemara is Mavur Fakir. The Gemara had a tzad Shashrua Mesa without Sheila. That's true, but that was before the Gemara's Maskana. Once the Gemara had a Maskana, that the Ikka was Tolei Bishas Sheila, because that's when Yeskaibim was in Yeser. And the Lomnus is because that's when the Chivim start. So he held the Dava Pashit that's for sure you had to have Shmir Babayan Bishas the Chivim, Bishas the Sheila. Now the Sheila is, why didn't the Torah say that you have to be from the Shah Sheila all the way through Shashrua Mesa? If them Zakht the Chinuch, that the Torah didn't want to give Lasses Advarim the Shirim. Lachar, that's Pshat in the Chinuch. The Maaseh is what Shvan the Chinuch is that the Halach is Mahalach Mefuresh is that the Ptur Baal Avimoy is even if the Baalim are B'Malach Acheres. So the Shoyman could be in New York and he could be working for the Shoyman in California and still have a Ptur Baal Avimoy even though he's not around to watch the island. And God, if you look in the Trim Tzchav Ziyot, the end of Simon Resh Chav Gimel, he's sort of makes his problem. He says he doesn't understand that the Rechad Akinoim, the Torah is supposed to make sense, and he doesn't understand why there should be a Ptur of Baal Avimoy, Beprat Lefi Avonos Chazal, that the Ptur is even the Malach Acheres. He can't understand it. And he blibes Shver. Another problem with the Chinuch is, more Negel Alach, I would call it, is that Mitzram will see, but Pashtis, the din of Baal Avimoy means, what says Imay B'Malach? When you do it, Leta'elis, if you're there anyway, but you're doing it like the Mechaber brings down Zevdala, you're doing it to watch your own stuff, you want to make sure you don't overload the Behema, there's no Ptur Baal Avimoy. Now, if the Vada is that you're there to watch it, who cares why you're there? You're there to watch anyway, you should have the Ptur Baal Avimoy. In fact, Adarava, if any case I would tell you that when you're there, you should have the Ptur Baal Avimoy because let the Baalim do it, it should be when the Baalim are doing a Latel Asatzma. When they're doing a Latel Asatzma, so you see that the Mamish taking care of their animal, that's the biggest mockum to say that you should have the Ptur Baal Avimoy and let the Baalim watch it, not the Shaman. And in Halacha, it's Punk Faket. Halacha, if he's doing a Latel Asatzma, he will be Chayiv, you won't have a Ptur Baal Avimoy. And Faket, if he's not doing Latel Asatzma, only then you have the Din of Baal Avimoy. Another interesting zach that should come out later the chinuch, that in theory, maybe it's a loy plug, but in theory, if the Baalim don't know that you're a shema, you're watching my item. But I don't know that you're watching my item, and I'm working for you. So for there should come out that it would not be a Ptur Baal Avimoy, because I don't know to take care of my item, because I don't even know that my item is by you. L'moshel, a shema aveda. I lost my Gemara, you found my Gemara. I happen to be your employee, Saivi, and you found my Gemara. Do you have a Ptur Baal Avimoy? Leitachinuk, it should come out that, hey, I don't know that you're watching my Aveda, so I can't watch my Aveda for myself. Savada, there should not be a din of Balavima. And as I Lemaisa, as I Zach to Nefesh Chaim, Bav Metzia Chav Tesamar Aleph, and the Chazon Yecheskel, also Bav Metzia Per Ches, Halacha Ches, starts Taka to use this type of alumnus of the Chinuk, it should come out that Bechai Gavna, by Hashem Aved, you would not have a Ptura Balavima. I said, unless you say a light plug. Yeah. All right. That's the first pshat. So that's a chinuch pshat. The pshat is that let the Baalim watch it himself. The second pshat is a sipurna. The sipurna says that stam mashal, if I'm so nice already, I'm lending you the item, and already I'm working for you, nach datzu, I'm helping you out. So faket, I'm even lending myself to you. You see how benevolent, how ibegegemen I am to you. You see how much I like you and how much stam mashal, because I got it, stam mashal, bekiv das kizeh. He's not really giving a sheila. What he's really doing, he's being nice in matan amanaz lagzir. And it's even better nice in matan amanaz lagzir. There's one amanaz lagzir takid b'chayif. No, since I didn't say amanaz lagzir, Pshat is I'm giving you matana, and if you have it, give it back to me. And if you don't have it, it's also fine, because you see how ibig again, how much b'ayin yofa nice in I'm willing to do for you. I'm even willing to work for you. No problem. I'm doing things for you. So kol shekein, if I give you my kfeitim, avad, there are no strings attached, no achrayis, avad, I'm just giving you like a matana lezman. And zezok to sipurna. The mice is avado, the din of mashal is lav dafka, because halacha of shmir b'baalim is part even by all shemim. So you can have to say, when I give you a chavetz to watch, I also have, so, since I'm anyway working for you so for free, I'm anyway doing you toivis, so you see that when I gave you something to watch, also I don't want you to be a chavetz, I don't need you to be a chavetz, because b'ayin yofa noisin. So, the problem is the next epishreya is a film times like they say by Shai Shoyim, what are you going to do by Seicher? The halach is that even if I'm hired by you, I'm your employee, you still have the dinner, and there's no benevolence. Fuck it, I'm doing it because I want my wages, and I'm not doing it because I have a matana and there's a nine yofa. There's no kir vadas and avo pikein state that is a halach of the ptura bolavimai. The svara the sipurna lucharei doesn't pass. It's not real a real kir vadas. All right, a third shot is. Well, I'm going to show you, hopefully, that they're going to be enough communities. Okay. It's not just them. Okay, whatever. As I said, all the time have a tour, but the upshot is also, you have to say that since I'm working for you, I'm so nice to you, so if I'll let you watch my item without any achrayis. Even the Shem Bechina. I know it's true. Sorry? No, might as well be dying. I'm not crazy. Yeah. All right. Fine. Another chat is the Ralbag. The Ralbag says that when a person is working for somebody else, he wants to make a good impression, he wants to be mative to the Baalim because he knows, hey, this is a good fish. Tomorrow he's going to hire me. The next day I want to land all his business. So I want to be nice to the employer. I want to butter him up today to get land future jobs. So he said, Mela, such an employee, when he gives the employer an item, he's not giving it to him that he should watch and have a chreis. Faket, take it, afilu on a chreis. He's trying to butter the employer up to be able to get future jobs. That's what the Rabag says. Lamaisa and the Rabag look is for catch for Bishlam if I'm working for the guy for pay. So yeah, then I have an interest. I want to land future jobs. But I'm doing this out of a volunteer project. It's chesed. I'm trying to be made to him. So I'm very much, I would love to, I know you kept tzaddikim like this, but I'm very much, I want to be made to him. G'day that he should give me future opportunities of chesed to do for him.
Start working for free, and then he likes it, they take you.
Right, okay, so not so good.
Then they hire you for real.
Okay, yeah, that's not so good. Can I come? I thought that maybe, yes, you're going to do it nice, g'day to land, to get a job that has wages. Yeah. Lemaisa is if you'll have both pratim together, the Ralbag with the Sapurno, then we have an Eitzah, because the Sapurno will take care of when I'm Nishal to the Shema, and like the Ralbag will take care when I'm Niska to the Shema. All right, there's yet another pshat of the Ralbag, and that is, his Lashon is Shemina Sheker. I don't know what the shek is, but shemina shek, I can't be shiyeh adam eved v'adon yachad l'ish. You can't have a dual dynamic. I'm your eved and I'm your adon. If I give you something to watch and kumtas, you're my eved. and I'm your Odin. And now if I'm working for you, then it's faket. I'm your Eved, the role reversed. It can't have both dynamics going bavazak. Either you're my Eved or you're my Odin. And I guess this is the stronger one. If I'm working for you, kumtai, that's the bigger decider, that kumtai, that's the ikka. That must be I'm your Eved. So if I'm your Eved, then when you're holding on to my item, you can't be my Eved to be akrayv than me. For Maisis, L'chayra, we find many cases, not like that. We find cases of Shutfim, that they are Shem Rim Zeh Laden, Shmir Bebailim Zeh Lazeh. So you see the dual dynamic going on. You have Shmali Veshmalacha. And even B'chai Gadda, when you have that dual dynamic, and I borrow something, they didn't Shmir Bebailim. So anyway, you're my Eved Mitzad, you're working for me. So why can't you be my Eved also on watching my item? Okay, fine. I'm just getting the Eilim wet. Because we have four Pshatim here, or in time of the Krav. Whatever the purpose of that is, good. That's four pshatim. Okay, let's get more to the meat of things, and maybe we'll come back to it. What does it mean, imoy b'malachtei? Yeah, we have a p'tur, bal of imoy b'malachtei, very nice. But how do we define malachtei? What's the characteristic? What's the defining factor that can say, oh, das heißt malachtei, and das heißt nicht malachtei? What is malachtei? L'mashon. What happens if the shomer hires the Bailim to do malacha by a third party? Are you ima b'malachtei? He hired you, but you're not doing work for him. I mean, maybe you're doing for him, but you're not doing it for his toel. He's doing it for a third party's toelis. Is that considered ima b'malachtei? What's considered a malachtei? How do we define malachtei? How do we determine malachtei? So let's start with the Gemara. The Gemara has a case, it's a design of an aleph, that the person went out, he had his chamoyrim, he gave out to Shemel, his chamoyrim, he lent his chamoyrim, and then he decided he's going to help the shayel load the chamar. So the Gemara says that if he went to load the chamar, then avada will be a p'tur b'al avimoy, like they asked on Rava. But if he didn't go to help load, but he went to watch to make sure it's not overloaded, there is no din of b'al avimoy. If he went for him, there is a din of Baal of Imai. If he didn't go for him, there's no din of Baal of Imai. Vazak to Mordechai. The Mordechai over there says that he found that pshat is like this, that you can't be Imai b'malachtoi. What's considered Imai b'malachtoi is only when the shoyel asks his bikesh from the mashil to work for him. If he makes that bakasha, then you can have a p'tur Baal of Imai. That's Imai b'malachtoi. That does say smalachtoi because he was mevakesh you to do work on for him. But if he's not mevakesh, then it's not Imai b'malachtoi. The Chuvis Bei Shmuel Achrein, Tain is that this is a Zaytika tonight. The Gemara is Bei Shahu, Kepshutai means the Chilek, whether you're doing it Letelus or not. But on top of that, you also need a Zaytika tonight that also the Shoyal had to ask, had to be Mavakish from the Mashal in order to be considered Malachti. That's how the Bei Shmuel Achrein touches it up. However, it's not like that. The Rabbeinu Yonatan Malonil, it's Mefush Raket, when Yonatan touches up the Gemara, that Hagufa is the Gemara. That if I'm doing it for your teller, so Pashtus, you must have hired me out. You asked me to do it, otherwise why would I be helping you? But if I did it to make sure that you didn't overload the animal, then I did it without you asking me. And since I did it without you asking me, there's no din of Baal of Imai. I mean, that was the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. It means the only chilik that counts, according to the Mordechai, Rabbeinu Yonason, is whether you asked me or not. If you asked me, it does say it's malachta. You didn't ask me, it's not malachta. As they come to us from these Rishonim, and the truth Beis Yitzchak and Chesh Mishuch Simnuchav Beis Space says the same thing, that's Pshat in the Mordechai and Rabbeinu Yonason. So come to us, like this Shittas Rishonim, the Mordechai and Rabbeinu Yonason, if we want to be Magdir, Vos Heis Malachtai, Malachtai means if I do Malacha, I'll be Bakashasai. If I do Malacha because he asked me, that's where the Yachas is, does Heis Malachtai. If he doesn't ask me to do it, it's not his Malacha. If he asked me to do it, does Heis Malachtai. That's the Ikka Nekuda of Baal of Imai. Kumtois. If he asks me to do it, and I'm doing it for a third party, he asked me to help out somebody else, or he asks me to do a Malacha, even which is a Te'elis, that's me. It's for my tellers. It's for the mashals tellers. But because he asked me, I'm doing his malacha. Because I'm doing malacha, pi bakasha say. Everything is totally on his bakasha. So if he hires me to work for somebody else, there will be a din of Baal of Imai, because that does say it's malachta, because he was the one who asked me to do it. Good.
He asks you to do something for yourself.
I mean, you have to know in London.
You have to put on
film, then you have to know what Shibud he needs and what. All right. Now, that's one shita. So, come to it, just hold the first side is that there's a shita to train him what Taicha Malachta means by Kashasai. Second shita, the Torah argues, the Torah brings down that's not true, that even if you're doing by yourself, me'atzmoi nishaloi, and Azai Paskin and the Raman Sefdalad, that's also considered balavimai. So clearly the pshat is, the Agdara isn't whether you asked or not. You see, even without the asking, you can still have imai b'malachtai. So what? Why is it considered malachtai if you didn't ask me to do it? Let's say it's malachtai. So Parshat Pshat is that like the Torah Nirmah, what's considered malachta is whose toelis it is. If it's for your toelis, does say it's malachta. If it's for my toelis, then it's malachti. Whoever's toelis is, that's who the malach. That's what the malacha is defined. You know what? Who the malacha is for? Whoever gets the toelis out of the malacha. If it's for your toelis, it's yours. If my toelis, mine. That's the lashon of the Mordechai when he brings the Raviyah, the Ramah that says it's a takonas behemtoi. If it's whose takonah, we have to know whose takonah it is. We know whose purpose, whose toelis it is. That defines what's malachta and not. Now it says like the Chuvas Tashbats Chelik Dalat Turbeis Simuchav Dalat Mufurish that what's considered malachta is toelis. That's the defining thing. Everything. That's all you need to know is whose toelis it is. So kumtais like this. If he hired me to work somewhere else for somebody else's toelis, then it will not be imay b'malachta.
I'm going to get paid from that someone else.
No, you pay from you. You're paying me. The shayim is going to pay me. But who's getting the toelis out of this malacha? A third party.
The guy that hired him is going to get paid from the person who's getting the toelis.
The person getting toelis is not paying at all. The shomer is paying the mashil. The shayel is paying the mashil to work somewhere else. To do a toelis to a third party.
If I have a toelis by the fact that I'm working for whatever reason.
Who is your toelis? Who are you? The shayel?
The shayel.
Right.
The shayel hired him to work for somebody else. I have a personal
tell. The shayla has a personal tellus? Yeah, depending what it is, but it sounds like it's indirect. It's not the ikka tellus. The ikka tellus is the malacha. You want to know what? I mean, let me ask you, shayla. Let's understand this. Every time the mashal's hired out by the shayla, whose tellus it is? It's the mashal's tellus. He's getting paid. That's not tellus. Tellus is the malacha. So whose tellus is malacha? Who's deriving tellus from the malacha? Who's deriving tellus from malacha is the third party. So the third party is hiring tellus, not the shomer. So it's not imay b'malachta. It's b'malachta the third party. And kumtais like that, it should come out hu adin. If the person, I mean, it's a davar pashut, but if the person is hiring the shayel is hiring the mashal to do a malacha, that's tellus the mashal himself. So also, that would not be considered imay b'malachta, it's not shmir b'bayim. I think it's pashut. Because if the whole word is tellus, we have to see who has the tellus. If he has the tellus, then it's malachta. If I have the tellus, it's malachti. If a third party has the tellus, it's malachtam. But it's not the shayel, it's not the shayim, it's malacha. So everything is totally on tellus.
So why would we give somebody a drink of shkini b'ayim, but the shayim's not getting the tellus in that?
Shkini b'ayim? What do you mean? It's getting a drink.
Mash is getting a drink.
Sorry? Shoyim is getting a drink. I'm asking the mashal to pour me wine. So I'm getting a tellus. Everything is totally on tellus. According to the second...
Every slach is tellus both. It's tellus himself, and it's also tellus both.
Tellus both, I got to skip. We're running out of time, but maybe we'll go back to what to be when we have something which is tellus both. Not so posh at all. If something is tellus both, that's considered. All right.
I'm saying the Torah Rama held that you should be the two things that can be even malakto. Either the guy is meshuvah to work for me.
Well, why? Where do you see that? Just stop. If it's tellus, I have to see whose tellus it is. Yeah, stop. It's tellus. Now, happens to be grada if he only promised to do and he's not actually doing the malacha yet, and he want to invoke the type of rishonim svar that because I promised, like I started already because I'm meshuvah. So then you need some type of a shibud or a schayvus but. The guy is actually doing the malach. The truth is that's Mordechai. Touches up to the Ramah. What I'm saying, the Torah is saying initial mayatzmai. There it is. There's no shiva because he's the mitzvah doing malacha.
Right.
Because the is you have to do malacha. No, shiva is nothing. No, I want to know what's a taich of malach toy. What's the dvar? How did it become malacha shaloi? How did it become shaloi? Shaloi means letaelis, letaaltoi. That is shaloi. Whoever is taelis it is, that makes it his malacha. All right. Okay. Fine. Next. So far you have two pshat, and one pshat is that it's bakashasai, and the next pshat is to Ellis, whoever's to Ellis it is. Okay. The Mecham in Sifyut Beis brings down halacha.
Why is it called bakashasai? It's someone else's work. I'll keep my bakashasai, someone else's work.
Well, like the Mordechai? Because Mordechai, you see, he didn't differentiate in the Gemara if you're doing it not to overload or to help him load the animal. His whole vort of the Shakatari of the Gemara was, did you ask or you didn't ask? You see, when you ask, even if it's not for the Tells of Hashem, you're going to have a Ptur Balavimai. And if you didn't ask, even if it would be the Tells of Hashem, it would not be Balavimai. You see, that wasn't the Shakatari of the Gemara. The Rishonim Taisha, the Shakatari was Kamash Malon that you didn't ask. Should have been Kamashlon, you didn't have a Teles. It wasn't Kamashlon. It's Kamashlon that since you didn't have a Teles, must be the case we're talking about, you didn't ask. The Ikanukudu is you didn't ask, like the Ben Yitzin, Mekan Yisoid, and the Mordechai that you have to ask. If you don't ask, it's no din of Malakte. All right, let's move on. The Machab in Sif Yud Bey says, brings down the Yeshayim Rim. By all those cases, Malamdim and Shasa, all the city workers, communal workers, we'll call them, the Alokas Yeshayim Rim, Shabizman Haroyil Malacha, as long as they're on call. Even if they're actually not doing any malacha, then that's already considered shmir b'baylam, because they're on call. They're meshubit. Right now, they got to do malacha, so that's enough. The fact that they're on call is like if they're doing malacha already. Good. It's as if they're doing malacha. And memele you have a ptur of balavimai. This is Dr. Machab is yeshayim. The second sheet. Good. So shaila is like this. Bishlon if they're sitting on the desk with their feet up. And if I gotta need something fixed right now, I need something planted, I need my kid to be taught, I need a chavrusa, whatever, a tutor, I'll call him up, he's meshubet agon, that's his 24-7, he's on call. That's not a problem. But what happens if he's already doing work? He's doing work for someone else. He's already teaching someone else's son. So I'm going to call him up, I want to, no problem, tomorrow I'm available, today I'm already working for someone else. And the machab is not machalat, the machab holds at Yeshayim, even if he's not doing malacha, and still you have the dinner of Balavim. Why? Because he's on call. He's not on call. He's already busy somewhere else. How is he on call for you? How do you have a din of Balavim? How do you have a Ptur Balavim? Because he's Isaac in the malacha of the air. What does that mean? And it's a daikik to say that since B'Yisoid, fundamentally, he's Meshuvah to me 24-7, just gradis and oinis and he's Torah, and that's why he can't do it. It's not mashma like that, that's the word. If you look in the Rishonim, you see the Rishonim already bothered by this, and the Rishonim say different shatim. If you look at the Ramach says a poshet, the Ramach says that even if he's working for somebody else, that's my talis. Because the sooner he finishes there, the sooner he's going to do work for me. If he wouldn't be working, let's say, you know, there's a line. I got ticket number 3, so the two guys ahead of me. If this guy's going to be sitting with his feet up, by the time he's going to get to me, it's going to be next week. I want him to get out and start teaching Yenim's son, Kidei, that he'll be able to teach my son in 2 hours from now. I don't want him to do nothing and sit idle. So even when he's working for somebody else, Dr. Ramach, it's for my own telus that he's working. It's my telus that he's working. My mail is hey, spima b'malachtai, because it's for my telus. This is Dr. Ramach.
What you say? No,
the malacha that he's doing is for my telus.
It's only for my telus.
It's my telus and Yenim's telus. Oh, but it's not the It's not the same as for the Bayam's telus. You see from here, yes, when he's doing for your telus and everyone in the city's telus, for 1,000 people's telus, that means he's ima b'malachtai for the 1,000 people, because the malacha is a malacha's kulam, because the telus of that malacha is of everyone's malacha.
Why can't you see that? It's like the shen that a chanukah suffices by itself.
So but that's not what the Vodi says. He says the Vodi is because I'm getting Hano. It's a Te'elis that you're working for that child now. Kedei, that's what he says. His lashon is the Chol Shait the Katard Ba'avidut the Chad Minayu Mishtasha Hai Shait. He's getting Hano from Hai Shait. Why? Lechavrei. He's getting Hano from that Shas Lechavrei. Why? The Lahavi Lei Shus Lamitchik Ba'avidut Ebasachik, because he'll be able to free himself off of me. What you see from Lechay the Ramach, I know it's a Chiddush Ramach, but fundamentally what you have to take out of Ramach Lecholapach is what Hates Malach is Te'elis, because I'm getting Te'elis now. He's Avad to go a step further that I might have not said without a Rishayim, that even this Te'elis that he's online, that's also considered as Zozayin. But Dosh state that if you have Te'elis out of it, then that's considered Malachti. And since the whole Shtot has Te'elis, so he's Malach of the whole Shtot of Asakas. He's Te'elis of the whole Shtot, that's considered Malachtam of the whole Shtot.
But if I have a call up an electrician, he says, yeah, I'm coming to you.
Yeah, no, he's not Meshubit. Look here, it's nothing. But right now, he's already Meshubit. Only reason why he's not coming to you is going somewhere else. It means, Be'etzim, I'm Meshabin him to work there first, Kedei to be able to work for me in a minute from now. So Mamela, and I'm getting Te'elis out of that. So Mamela, that Te'elis makes it Imim Malachtam. Look here, as I state in the Ramach. The Ritva also asked Takasha, like the Ritva, and gives a different yisoid. Ritva says that no, that when a person is Eisa Malacha, if Shutfim will hire somebody, and he's doing Malacha for somebody of the Shutfis, he's doing Malacha for someone of the city, since he's hired by the entire city, that makes him Ima B'Malachtai. It's Ima B'Malachtai. That means, according to the Ritva, let's understand the Ritva, means even though I taka am not getting Talis from the fact that you're teaching somebody else's son, I don't have that Talis, but because who is your employer? Your employer is the entire city. The entire city is paying your wage or asked you to do the job or asked you to be this volunteer. The entire city is hiring out for this employment. So kumtois, whatever you do is on behalf of the entire city. So memela, even if I'm not getting ta'elis. So now what you see in the Ritva is that the pshat of malachtoi is not ta'elis. And if he would have learned like the Mordechai and Rabbeinu Yonason that it's alpi baka shosoi, that would have been gishmak. But he doesn't. Ritva and Bakir don't learn like them. So he doesn't have this pshat, he doesn't have that pshat. So what is the Hagdara later at Von Mukyeza? What is the Hagdara of Malachte? How do we define Malachte? So I would suggest that Malachte, the taich is, who is it done for? What I would call Zavurai. Means if I hire you to do work somewhere else, so even if Yen is getting the talis, but who are you doing the malacha for? You're doing the malacha for me, because I was the one who hired you. You don't care about Yenna, the talis are coming out of Yenna, but you're doing it because I asked you to do so. Even if I don't ask you to do so, if you're doing it for me, that's also considered Imam Malachta. It's the same word. You're doing it on my behalf. For whose talis? Anyone's talis. It's irrelevant. You're doing it for the other people in the city's talis. But who are you doing the malacha for? You're doing the malacha for me because it's my employment. It's I was the one who hired you. We collectively hired you. So since we collectively hired you, that's why you're considered Malachta. Sorry? The macho that's totally on Te'elis. He says that you're getting Te'elis. Why do he need that vart? And you want to say you have a lot of things in Malachta? Yeah, I didn't find anyone who says you need a lot of things. So kumtais, we're zeichet to a third pshat pashas, that the pshat is that who you're doing malacha for. It means, let's take it out, pasha pshat. The one case was a malamit tinaikis, right? Such a malamit. So let's understand this. Loit ritva, it's going to come out of a gevaldig chiddush, that even somebody in the city is paying taxes, so the Rebbe's wage is coming from the coffers of the city. Even if a guy doesn't have any kids to be taught, so he has no use out of this malamid, but since he hired the malamid and he's paying the malamid, that's considered imam b'malachta. He has no talis out of it. He'll never have talis out of it. Later, I'm not going to have talis. He'll never have talis. He has no kids to be taught. He has no garden to be planted. He has no whatever it is. He's a vegetarian. He doesn't need the sheikhid. Since he's doing malach on their behalf, even if it's for someone else's talis, you will have a p'tur of balavimah. It means the pshat of melachti means who is done, avuroi. Who is it done for?
Let them be online.
Sorry?
Let them be online.
You can be online.
My kid's fine. Maybe in a month.
That's also fine. That's good. Because I could. You're on call. I could.
Right. Just
got a haircut, so. Right. So on. I want another one. We'd be like the Kohen Gadol. I want another one. It's not so good. I want it touched up. Whatever it is. All right. So you have now, come toys. Kumtais, that loiter of von Mugeza, Lukhaira Pasha should be that if you were hired by the guy, not only if we see the Ritva, even if you're doing the block of a third party, for Tuelas of a third party, is it considered Avuroi and it's considered Malachtai, but Lukhari, even if he'll be doing it for his own Tuelas, the Shoyal is hiring the Mashal to do something for the Mashal's own Tuelas. But the reason why he's doing it is because the Shoyal insisted. The Shoyal hired him, the Shoyal requested. He's doing it on behalf of the Shoyal to benefit himself. The Chayyar, that will be also Imam B'Malachtai, because the Maisa, why am I doing it? I'm doing it Avur, the Shema, even though I'm getting the Talis. Is what the base, Chubis base Yitzchak said before, not like that. That was very good. That was in the Shita of the tour of the Vodis Talis. So you want to do Elis. If it's for the Talis of the Mashal alone, Avada, that won't be. But if it's for the Talis of the Shema, that will be. That's how the tour is understanding. But like the Ritva's understanding, it's not like that. But the Ritva's understanding that it's totally who is it done on behalf of, I'm doing it on behalf of you, because you asked me to do it, you want me to do it, you requested me to do it, I'm doing it on behalf of you. God, I'm the one who's deriving pleasure from it, that's fine. So come to us, halacha lamaisa. If the Shema hires a mashal to do work by a third party, it should come out that light the tour Since the Shoyma is not getting to tell us, he would not have a din of Balavimai. Like the Mordechai, it will be Balavimai. The Mordechai of any units are because he was the one who was Mavakish it. So that's what's Mizyachas the Malacha to the Shoyma. And like the Ritvan of if the reason why it is because the Maisa, I'm doing it on behalf of you. You're the one who Maisa initiated the process. You want the process to be had. You want the process to be done. So Mamele, it's for you. So Mamele will be a din of Balavimai. Again, each one wants to say, Mechitesi, each one has 17 variables in Malachtai. We know that he holds of to Ellis, we don't see anything else. We see the whole chilik he makes is to get to Ellis or not. We know the Tur doesn't hold to the Mordechai because he doesn't need Bakasha, right? That we know. And the Chayyar.
Which Tur was Mechalik in Ellis?
Sorry?
Which Tur was Mechalik in Ellis? You didn't say
right, I'm saying he doesn't hold Bakasha, right? And the Ramah, the way the Ramah plugs in to the Torah, the Ravayah, that's a Takanas Behemtoi, that's trying to tell us, and that's how the Chuvah Teshbat touches it up, like I said, that everything is totally on to Ellis. All right. Okay, let's move on. One more Shlav. To the Machab in Reish Tari Aleph Sifhei, to the Machab says, Yesh Mishahima, that when the Shahima is Makabal himself, Shmira, even before he does a Maisa Kinyan, he's already considered a Shemo. When it's Nistauka Abayla Mishmira, Nistauka Abayla Mishmira, then he's Chayav Olav. So to smile, why do you need Nistauka Abayla Mishmira? And what happens if the Bailam remain on watching it? What's so Shlak? The Maisa is, you don't need this sheet to Shemo, you don't need a Kinyan. So Miyad Shekib Olav, it should be a Chayav Shmira. Look, this ma pasha because the avadid chiyuv shmira would start taka, but if the bailim wouldn't be misalik themselves and they'd be watching it also, so they'd be helping out the shema a little bit, so because they're doing the same service with the shema, they're also watching the item. You would have a ptura of bala vimoy. That's why it's tied to this ma. Fact the shak about what's going on. There's not a ptura bala vimoy because the bailim are continuing to watch their own item. That should be considered bala vimoy. That's nothing to do with bala vimoy. And he says, and you see a raya from Shimon Vav Sifdalin over there. You see that by the case when I load the behema for you, very good the balavimai. But when I just supervise that you don't overload the behema, there's no din of balavimai. Hashav Shat the Shak learned, even though others didn't understand the Shak like this. Hashav the Shak means says that lemais is being done for my to Ellis. I'm not doing it for you. So here too. All right, the ma'ase is the stipler is mevar the machlekes man shach differently. The stipler says like this, that in order to be considered melachtoi, imoy b'melachtoi. Malachta is defined, has to be his malacha to be done. It has to be malacha sashayma. Means, something that I need, something that's my responsibility, if you do it, you're doing my malacha. It's my malacha to be done. If it's my house to be fixed, so it's my malacha that has to be done. If you're doing it, so you're doing my malacha. Mashenkin, if you're watching your own item, well, whose need is it? Whose responsibility? Whose malacha is it to watch his own item? It's himself. So if the Bailam are watching their own item, they're doing their own malacha. They're not doing malacha sashayna. So come back to the disciple, we have yet a fourth.
Acheris means acheris, the one that entails.
Sorry? Which malacha
acheris?
Right, malacha keres. Avada is the malach. We're going to get this type in a second. Be with me in a second. So look, this type. This type is mechadish, a different hagdara. Now we have a fourth hagdara. What's considered malachte? Malachte means whose malach, whose responsibility was it to be done? Who needs that thing to be done? Whose responsibility to be done? It's malachas Hashem. So you're doing the malachas Hashem. So you're doing his malachte. But if you're doing your own malacha, it's not. So in fact, the shak. If I stay on watching my item, I'm doing my own malacha. It's my responsibility to watch my item. So I'm doing my own malacha. I watch Pshat in the Sma, so the stipler of the Sma holds that once the Shem was Makabu Shmira, so Klapi Shmira of my Chayfitz, that's his responsibility now. So now that I continue to watch it, I'm doing the Malacha Sashem. I'm doing what the Shem is supposed to be doing. So I'm doing his Malacha. So everything is totally on whose Malacha, whose responsibility is, who. That malacha, that's considered malachti. It's his malacha. That's his malacha to be done. As a zakter, and the zakter's taipla, I'll bring a raya that that's pshat like the sma from Rashi, because Rashi in Chumash says, Bala vimoy, benchu baisa malacha, benchu malacha kais. You see, benchu baisa malacha means even if I'm mamish together with the shema, watching the item together with the shema, you have a ptur bala vimoy. So you see this word that once the shema takes on the responsibility to watch, now it's considered his malacha to be done. And if I continue watching it, so I'm doing the malacha sashema. It's like this type law. The Pella is, I don't know what he wants from Rashi. It's Petzlam, a Gemara. It's a Lashon Machab. And Machab just says, it's not Pshat. He didn't mean I'm doing the same thing the Shem is doing, I'm watching just like the Shem is watching. It means I'm there, but when the Shem is watching my item, I'm fixing the item. I'm doing something for the Shem, but b'shas ma'isa, the mokum where the item is being watched. The Machabis and Sifdad, the Sod, or the Hatina. I lent him the item, and I'm helping him load the item. I'm not watching the item as well. I'm just helping him load the item. So I'm in the presence of where the item is. I'm b'isa malacha that he was shoyel it for. But I'm not being shoyel with the item. And nevertheless, it's a didn't to a balavima, but never meant to say that I'm being shema like the shema is being shema. I'll have a to a balavima. That does state nish. The mice is even if the stipulo pshat, that's how he's magdir it, and he explains the smad that I took over the malacha. But how did he get around the shak's raya? The shak brought a raya shemem vavsev dalah state that if I'm doing it to oversee that it shouldn't be overloaded. There's no din a balavima. Now what's he want? So he says a pshat that if I do you the malacha of the shema, that's considered malach toy. Very nice. But here I'm not doing the malacha of the shema. I'm making sure. Here the case is right. Okay. Here the case is that even though I'm making sure it's not overloaded, just like it's a responsibility of Shema, Avo Pikain, you do not have a din of Ptura Balavimai. What happened? Look, I'm doing Malachtoy, and if just now haste Malachtoy of the Shema because it's his responsibility. And anyway, like we said before, the Lechayr from the Ramach, you see, not like that. Ramach is Mavuah, that even though you're doing Malach as somebody else, you're teaching somebody else's child, but because I'm getting to Ellis out of it, that's considered my Malacha. Like the Stibla, you're not doing my Malacha, you're doing someone else's Malacha. It's his Chiv to teach his son, not my Chiv to teach his son. And nevertheless, if this pile is teaching somebody else's son, he's considered my imi b'malachti because I'm getting tellus. He's either kikun nukudus tellus, not malacha. That's not, and like the tashbats, it's fakir. There's a chuvah tashbats who said, probably the ilum knows, is that I needed to get a ring fixed or whatever, an item made. So I go to a blacksmith, a silver expert, to try to create the item. And he's short of employees, a guy he didn't show that day. So I help him out. But why am I helping him out? Kadeh that she finished sooner, kadeh to be able to do my malacha. So, and I was the ma. I lent him, I was mafke, that's like an item to watch. So Dr. Tashbats, I gave him an item to watch. I gave the shema, and I'm also working for the shema. So like that, but because I'm working for the shema to get his jobs done, only l'te'elis of myself, k'day that he should be freed up for myself, is not considered imbe b'malakte. Now, it's a pella the chiddush of tachrat, but you see clearly not like the stipla. If the vote was the stipla, whose malacha am I doing? I'm doing the blacksmith's malacha. He took on jobs to be done, and I'm helping him finish the jobs that he has to be done for the world, and nevertheless state in the tashbat that that's not considered imi b'malakta because I'm doing it for my own talis. So you see, the ikka devar is own talis. It doesn't make a difference. You see, from the remark and tashbat, it's both agrees. Malakta is not good enough, and when it's not malakta, as long as it's talis, it is good enough. I'm not a tashbat that she does. I'm just saying, you see, not like this type of vart. This type of created a fourth agdara called malakta. All right. So I believe that pshat and the shach is like this. Pashat pshat is that the shach's kasha was it's not for the te'elis of the shayim, it's for te'elis of the bailim. That's why he's helping on to watch it. Mameila should not be imam of malachtai. That was his shach's kasha, and that was his raya from sifdala bayos. That was pashat pshat. And if you look, the Gilyan Maishah says the same thing. The Gilyan Maishah also tightens up, but he gives it with a lot of flavor. He says that the shach held that the reason I'm watching is for my own talis, because even though he's going to watch anyway, but if he loses the item, I'm going to lose that. I don't care, he's going to pay me. But I want to make sure kushe dechizah, I want to make sure I have the item. Say more, I don't want to take him to the nintar, I want to be busy with him, I need the item right away, whatever it is, but I'm doing it for my own talis. And it's my held that since the item is going to be watched anyway by the shema, so why am I watching it? I'm only watching to alleviate the burden of the shema, so I'm really doing it to elis ha-shema. That was the machlekes. Who's to elis is coming out of the fact that the Bailam is watching it? So like the smah, he holds it's considered to elis ha-shema, and like the shak, he considered the talis of the masha. But ikka in the kud is, it's to tali, and who's talis in it? That's the etzem var. If you look at the Nesivis over there also is Miash of the Shach's Kasha. And Nesivis says, oh, it's talking about a case, well, however you understood the Shach's Kasha, but the Teretz is that the Smah is talking about a case where he hired the Mashal to help him watch. Hired, or they asked him. He was Nishalim, it means he accepted the responsibility to watch it, and then he asked the Bailim, okay, so watch, help me watch it, watch with me. And over there, that's considered Balavimai. As I emphasize the Nesivis, you have to know what was the Kash of the Shach that the Nesivis is in. Pashup Shach, the Kash of the Shach was that it's not Latelis Hashem, it's Latelis Abailim. So what's the Teretz of the Nesivis? No, because he asked him to do it. How's that going to help you? Because he made up that he's going to do it for him. How does that help you? How does that make it now Balavimai? It's still only for the Bailim's tell. Teles. And Elamai, he held like the Gilyam Hashah, that it's Lotelis Hashem, because it's alleviating his burden on Shmira. Then you could have that Lachar, even if he had not asked him, even if he didn't ask him. Stam, when the Mashal stays on, and he's continuing to, when the Mafkit stays on, continuing to watch it, he's helping the Shema. But why does he need that? Because I asked him. Yeah, he took on Shmira, and then he asked him, it was Neshalim. So how does that help?
Right.
And then, to say that the Nisiv is answering one kasha of the Shach,
that was
Kaidin,
that was not Kaidin, because he's just
helping
you, it's not
Kaidin
to the.
Okay, so I believe that. I don't know, the Shach has two kashas and he's backing up this man, he only answers one kasha, a bit more than he has left the second kasha hanging. So I believe the Pshat is, I believe the Pshat in the Nisiv is, you could say, because I asked that shows that you're doing it to alleviate my burden rather than for yourself. But could be Pshat in the Nisiv is, like we said before in the Ritva, that the word is, who is he doing it on behalf of? Kozman, I didn't ask you to do it, so Vada, you're doing it for own talis, he's staying on, you're doing it for own behalf as well, so there's no din of Bolavim Moise Efekta Shak. You see over here, you're just doing it that it shouldn't be overloaded. And for the Nisiv it says, because I asked you to do it, because he didn't just say that I took on a Chayis. He also said I took on a Chayis, and then I asked you to do it because it was Nishalon Loi. Because of Nishalon Loi, now you're going to have a Ptur Balavima, even if it's only Lotelas Abaylam. Because in the world of the Ritva, that everything is totally on who you're doing it on behalf of, since the Shoyal or the Shema is the one who requested it, since the Shoyal is the one who initiated the process, so you're doing it on behalf of the Shema, even though you're gaining the Telas of it. But you're doing it on behalf of the Shema. Mamela, the deceiver is in the Smao, Kiro, like the Ritva. Hashanki, in the Shah, could hold like the Te'elis, like the other Rishonim, like the Torah or the Tashbat, right? That will be the Makwek. If you're doing the Te'elis, the Vazel Te'elis on Mafkid, if you want to do, who are you doing on behalf of? You're doing on behalf of the Shemer, because he asked you to do it for him.
The
Nesivis is making the Akimta. The Nesivis made the Akimta. And that made that.
You have to say the Shach argues on the Nesivis, so Shach is more Akimta than the Smach.
Okay, fine, fair enough. Okay, Besikim is like this. We have four Hagdoris. Four Hagdoris, what's considered Ima B'Malachtai? How to touch up B'Malachtai? Loi to Mordechai and Veni Yoinis, and it means B'Malachtai al Pibak Kashosai. That's how it's Mesiakas as his Malacha. Loi to Torn and Tashbat, B'Malachtai is, and the Ravayah, B'Malachtai is Te'elis. Who's Te'elis? That's considered, it's his. It's his because it's his Te'elis. That's two. Loi the Ridvan Muki Yosef. Malachti is touch up on whose behalf you're doing it for. Who are you doing it for? Avu Roy. If you're doing it for him, he initiated it. If you're doing it for him, that's considered Malachti.
Even if there's no Talis.
Even if there's no Talis. And like the Stipler, it's Malacha. Who's responsible? Who was Mutal Allah of this Malacha? If it was the Shema's Malacha to be done, then it's Malachti. And if it's not the Shema's Malacha, it's not Malachti. Kumtai is four different Agdaris. So if you bear with me two more minutes, I believe, I would suggest, but I would suggest that if you go through the taimim, the four taimim that we brought down from the Rishonim, you see that each time fits better on a different Hagdara. And I'll go through, just bear with me. If you go through the Mashal, the Chinuch is Pshat, that I'm there anyway, I could watch it. So he said, that doesn't make sense. So Ellis not tell us. If I'm there, I'm there. If I'm not there, I'm not there. What's up to the son with Ellis? If it's Ellis, it's even more that I'll make sure to take care of it. So it should be more of a reason why I should be part of. The only Hagdara I could hear, possibly here in the Chinuch, is if you hold that you need Bakasha, you need to be hired out. So then I can hear Pshat, it's a Kozman, I don't hire you out, I didn't ask you to do it. So it's non-committal. So the Melo, it's not Mukhak that you're going to watch the item, but if I hire you out, then for sure you're going to be there, for sure you're going to take care. So like the Chinuch, I could only hear it. I'm not saying even the Pshat's not great, but I could only hear it is if the Vart is Bakasha. So if you go like that Vart of the Mordechai, that vote, then I could hear Rabbeinu Yenison, then I could hear, that makes it that it's a given that you're going to be there to watch it. If you go like this, the time of the Sepurnoi, that I'm so benevolent and I'm trying to be mated for you so much because you see I'm working for you and I'm trying to help you out, so I have such kira vadas, and most of when I gave you the item, I'm not asking you to watch it, I'm only giving you matana lezman or matana mnas lags there. That fits best if the pshat is I'm doing it for your talis. You see I'm being mated to you so much, I'm doing it for your talis. I'm not going to do bakash, I'm doing it passions, I'm doing it for your talis. You see I really care about you, I'm really benevolent, I really like you, so then I'm willing to give it to you without strings attached. If you go like the time of the Rabag, that it's a minasheke that should be a stira, an evid, an odin, zelazeh. L'chayra, how do you define an evid? How do you define if you hire me to do malacha by someone else, am I your evid or am I Yenim's evid? Hashem, I'm your Eved, because you're the one who I'm doing it on behalf. So if you want to know who, what the type of Eved is, who I'm Meshubit to, who I have to do it for, you have to know who initiated the process, who I'm doing it on behalf. So that would be best, like the Ritvan Mokes, if it's Avura, if it's for you, then I'm your Eved. Regardless of whose Tellus is it for. And if it's not for you, then I don't care if it is for your Tellus. I'm not your Eved. I'm your Eved if I'm doing it for you. That makes me your Eved. And if you go like the other time of the Robach, that I'm trying to land future jobs. I'm trying to do this job for you, to be able to land future jobs. I want to be nice and be mate, because you see, I'm doing this job already. I care about doing other jobs. L'chayra, the Akdash is, whose job it is. If I'm doing this job, it's something that you need, something to Alecha, so I'm trying to do your job, so then I care about getting more of your jobs. But if I'm not doing your job, I'm doing some other job, so now I care about getting more jobs. You make it, I say. I know that's not Mukhach either way, but I'm just bringing out the different timing that you see that it could be, it takes a difference in the lungs. But the same job, the the good is that the etzim, when you look through the paiskim, you see that there are four different agdaris. Vasei smalachtei. Is it like Mordechai and Rabbeinu Yonis in its pakashasai, like Turim Tashvatz it's Eles, like Ritvan Vageser it's Avurai, and like the Staples Mechadish it's his malach that has to be done. All right.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.